Computer games are a form of escapism. Are computer games a boon in terms of helping students relax after a long day's work at school? Or are they detrimental to pupils' future development, since students can become easily addicted to the virtual world? Personally, I am in sympathy with the latter. Admittedly, computer games furnish entertainment when students only spend a moderate amount of time on them. It might even be beneficial since pupils can combine study with pleasure and therefore achieve high efficiency. However, the hard truth is that droves of students end up being obsessed with computer games and view them as a way to escape from reality. As a result, academic study is inevitably neglected, and a vicious circle is created. The more frustrated students are about to study, the more addicted they become to the virtual world. Furthermore, not only pupils' academic performance may suffer from playing computer games, the violence featured in such games may also exert an impact on impressionable teenagers. When the dividing line between the virtual and the real world is blurred, students may resort to violence in order to solve issues, as they do in games. Authoritative reports have confirmed that the increasing rate of violent incidents is ascribable to the prevalent trend of playing computer games. In sum, the demerits of computer games far outweigh their few merits because of the tendency for students to neglect academic study and because some students may become more violent.